there's been another car bombing in Iraq, this one near the Baghdad police station. The explosion wounded at least 14 people and destroyed a number of vehicles. It also damaged the offices of the U.S.-appointed Baghdad police chief. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Baghdad. It's the fourth car bombing in Iraq in less than a month. What's the scene at this one?
At this time, the American military and the Iraqi police have already established a security cordon. They're keeping observers hundreds of yards away from the police station. The bomb appears to have gone off within the police compound itself, and this is the main police station here in Baghdad. I spoke with an Iraqi police officer who was an eyewitness. He said today was payday for the police officers, so many had left their posts, their security posts around the station to collect their money. And from hundreds of yards away, he saw wreckage, pieces of automobiles, he said, flying into the air as a result of the explosion. The bomb was evidently packed into a car that had been taken into a garage in the station, a garage for impounded vehicles, and that's where it went off, and then it detonated secondary explosions from several of the other vehicles parked next to it.
What was the scale of this bombing compared to the previous three?
This does appear to have been smaller. The casualties, perhaps a little bit more than a dozen people. I've spoken with doctors at a nearby hospital. They said most of the people had superficial wounds, and the damage within the police station itself has been described as localized. However, Iraqi police say the target of this attack appears to have been the police chief, because that garage was right near his office. He has survived the attack. And I think we're basically being shown that whoever is behind these bombings, they're showing that they can attack any time, any place. And they're not even giving the U.S. and its allies, the Iraqi police being the closest allies, perhaps, of the American occupation here, not even really giving them time to bury their dead. Today, of course, is a day of the funeral of an Ayatollah Hakim down in Najaf. And just on Sunday, there were memorial services for victims of the United Nations headquarters bombing that occurred last month here in Baghdad.
So this was a car to be impounded, perhaps left on the street illegally parked or someplace, knowing that it would be towed to the station.
It could have been, and some of the rumors coming from some of the Iraqi police, I have to understand these are not very disciplined investigators, they're spreading rumors as well, was that perhaps somebody had disguised himself as an Iraqi police officer and actually just drove the vehicle into the compound itself.
So it would not have been checked, as I presume they're checking all cars near important places these days.
They should be checking all of these vehicles. There is some attempt at security around this compound, and I've been into it before. You do actually need to be screened and checked before going in. But we have to remember that the Iraqi police is not a well-funded organization. These people do not have, some of them do not even have high school educations. The U.S. has been trying to bolster the Iraqi police force, making this one of the big bastions of its policy to stabilize Iraq, saying we have to get police out on the street. There have been plans to train more than 20,000 more police officers in the next 18 months. But at this stage, many of these people, these police officers, are scared even to wear their uniforms home from work for fear of being targets of attacks like this.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Baghdad.